Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Fahmy, we're talking about this study that said you take off the weight, that's better for your heart health, and it's not a big worry if you put the weight back on. So what are the, first off, let's start with, what are the risks to people if they have too much weight? What's the risk to their hearts?
Obesity is one of the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. As you know, obesity increases risk factors in many other ways. People who are overweight, they're at risk of having diabetes. Those are who are already diabetic, if they're overweight, it becomes very difficult to control the diabetes. Overweight people are also at increased risk of having things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as a result, cardiovascular disease increases with plaque building up in the coronary arteries, which are arteries that supply blood to the heart, and that's what leads to heart attack. Same thing with stroke. Stroke is, blood supply getting cut off to the brain. That's one type of stroke that's called ischemic stroke, one of the most common types of stroke that's also increased in those who have obesity. Among many, many other things that obesity can affect in the body.
Well, a lot of people tend to underestimate the risk of stroke when dealing with heart health because they don't necessarily connect the two.
Right. Stroke is very much part of the cardiovascular disease system. It's in a way very similar to a heart attack, just the different organ, heart is heart, and then stroke happens in the brain. So basically our arteries in the neck, they start getting plaque build up, just like we get those in our heart. And then those plaques can narrow enough to where it can cause blood supply to shut off to the brain, and that can cause a stroke. A lot of times, just like in the case of heart attack, like the plaque ruptures and causes a heart attack by cutting up the supply to the of the blood completely. Similar situation can happen to the brain as well. Like little parts of the plaque can break off and go to the brain and completely shut off blood supply to one of those arteries or vessels in the brain, and can cause a massive stroke. And stroke is very debilitating because it leads to things like paralysis, not being able to speak. And if it's large enough, it can cause death. So it's a very devastating thing.
When people lose weight, they tend to improve their heart health. And a lot of people will be worried that if they put the weight back on, that their hearts are at risk again. But this study seems to indicate that's not necessarily the case.
Correct. Weight loss is always encouraged, and any amount of weight loss is going to help with your cardiovascular risk factors. And you brought up a very good point. There's a study that looked at more than 50,000 people, and we saw that after loss of weight, even if they regain some of it, they will still maintain a lot of the healthy effects of that weight loss. For example, the reduction of risk factors that we're talking about, it reduces the acceleration of plaque buildup in our system. It also reduces inflammation in the body. So what we're talking about is not necessarily regaining the whole amount of weight, but a portion of the weight. Even if you regain some of it, you're still at benefit.
Is there a risk to your heart of being too much underweight?
Well, to short answer to that is yes. In the sense that for those who have eating disorders such as bulimia and anorexia, those are very damaging to the heart and could be life-threatening at times. Anorexic patients can often die from certain cardiac death from electrolyte abnormalities. The short answer to that is yes.
Are there just some people whose hearts can tolerate more weight and higher cholesterol numbers? It's just in their genetics?
That part is hard to say, but I will say there is a genetic component to obesity as well as hypercholesterolemia, which is high cholesterol. There are some folks who actually are not very overweight. They could be very lean, but even then they could have very high levels of cholesterol. That's called familial hypercholesterolemia. It's a condition that's actually genetic. They inherit it from their families, so it's hereditary. And a lot of times they think that they're healthy because, you know, they could be eating healthy, they're exercising, they're thin, but even then their blood cholesterol level could be very high and they can have early heart attack. And so that's why you really got to get your checks, your yearly checks done.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.